Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Daniel Radcliffe, who's most famous as Harry Potter, this time can't rely on wizardry when he takes on an evil haunted house in The Woman in Black.
There are those who believe the whole town is cursed, but the house in the marsh is by far the worst.
And this elegant, well-crafted Fright Fest is by no means the worst, but it's not the best either when it comes to haunted house movies, because it recycles precisely those familiar cliches you'd expect. Guilty secrets, creepy music, and an unsuspecting foolhardy victim, this time played by Radcliffe as a visiting lawyer who takes a long time to understand the magnitude of all the creepy goings-on.
If we open the door to superstition, where does that lead?
I feel she's there, trying to reach me.
I believe even the most rational minds can play tricks in the dark.
Yeah, the lighting and the locations and the art direction are all superb. And there is a twist at the end that's a bit surprising. But for the most part, the idea of sinister wind-up toys, things that go bump in the night, shadows and pale faces that suddenly appear behind you, all seem familiar, tired, and yes, tiring. There are some cheap thrills here, but not nearly the creepy intensity delivered by the recent series of Paranormal Activity films. Rated PG-13, but it ought to be R because of its violent, disturbing imagery. 2 stars for The Bleak, The Woman in Black.